we used to sometimes talk, even jokingly, about to do and to be and do be and do be do be do. But yeah, that's as a Vaishnava devotee or a spirit soul who has woken up to his or her constitutional nature as the eternal part and parcel of God, and servant of God, or friend, the lover of God. This beautiful Vaishnava bhakti understanding of life, which I think is complete. It's the one that you know, we were called searchers in the 70s. Some of us people were searchers. Are you a searcher? We could ask each other. You know, light, deep, intellectual, artistic parties. Late night when I got into philosophy. But then I could say honestly, when I was 23 and I did so, that now I'm not a searcher anymore. I'm a finder. I found what I was searching for. And then some would say, you're not a searcher anymore. That means you got stuck in some dogma or whatever, religion, because I happened to join the Hare Krishna movement, which was considered one of those cults, right? Sect. That's when you get stuck. But the funny thing is that we, from our point of view, saw it completely differently, that those people are stuck there in the material realm. And we are the free ones. And I mean, most of us were actually real independent-minded free thinkers and rebels and all that. So it's kind of cool gang. But anyway, what I wanted to say here is this to do and to be, that we did a lot of things. And yes, you can do a lot of things, but who are you? How are you as a person towards other persons? Because that's what being is very much about, isn't it? That we are some beings who, well, some are the related to each other. It's not just one of us. Although, yeah, some think that we are all just one. There is only one of us. But then, as nifty as that philosophy can seem, it leaves you alone, doesn't it? There's just one of you. I don't exist, or I'm you, we're all one. Poof. But we are one, like the branches of the same tree. We are one family. The roots of this tree is God is in God, our original parents. So to be has very much to do, you know, the way we choose to be, to act. Not only to act, but to be. Which largely is about our mental attitudes towards each other, our relationships. Do we love or hate each other, or what is it? You know, feelings, relations, rasa, it's there all over nectar, devotion. And then the doing, some may think of all of this in terms of, you know, the religions. You got to do more, work harder, sleep less for the church, for the state-owned church, the church-owned state, or for our little free church or sect. No, it's not really called. No, no, no. The Prabhupada, he was talking about it, that yes, you can call us a cult. It has to do with culture. The culture something together. And that's really the nice understanding, because it's about our relationships. Cultivate relationships. This all starts with relationships between living beings, not between us, me, living being, and things. Look at my new car, my new computer, look at the monitor. Wow. And then we invite our friends and adore each other's things. And it can really get that far. And now we gotta hang out together. I mean, I'm talking about how it was when I grew up, and I'm happy I got out of that. We're gonna need to have some fun too, so let's get a six-pack of beer each or something. So that's the American way that we Swiss picked up, or is it? Cigarette there in your mouth. Cool clothes, get a bit drunk, and go out chasing girls. For a little, what's it called? One-time relation. Overnight sensation. But is that what life is about? No, we want more real relationships, actually real love, real friendship. Have real fun together. Make nice families with nice kids and parents. And of course some today will say, you know, this just some boomer dreamer. But what I wanted to say here is that I know I'm drifting here and there because I'm taking a walk. I wanted to say something about being a being. And I grew up in an ISKCON, the Hare Krishna movement, where doing was definitely prioritized, right? You gotta do, and you gotta don't, also the things you were not allowed to do. And then Krishna will be pleased with you, maybe one day when I am pleased with you, the Guru. I think it sounded a little like, of course not from Prabhupada, but from certain, you know, some young, enthusiastic, sometimes ambitious disciples who were now masters. But that's another story, of course. What I mean is that many devotees then spent their entire lives doing. But how about being? And with that I mean, just so I don't get accused of being some kind of romantic here, it's about being nice to each other, being friends, being family, being together and feeling good with that. Working synergetic and so on. Because that is what reality is about. When we get back there to Krishna and Vrindavan, we're part of that fun. And we are nice to each other. We are free from those modes of nature. Those lower talas there of lust and greed and anger and fear and so on. Those don't belong to reality. Those are just part of the dream. Mahavishnu's dream and our dream. So that's what I say. But then, yes, we do things in normal life. Because we want to be good to each other and to ourselves, of course. That's how we want to be. Good friends, good father, good kid, good husband, good wife, and so on. Good friend. But I would say being come first and foremost, and doing is just an expression of our being.